Hi, you're listening to In Between Visits, and my name is Dr. Christy Lewis. I'm a naturopathic doctor who is in practice for well over a decade. After years of clinical practice and working with thousands of people, a basic truth has been revealed. Behavior modification, as simple as it is difficult to implement, hence the birth of this podcast. If we all know what to do, then why aren't we doing it? With these short and sweet shares, I'm going to answer your questions about how to stay on track with your goals, support, inspire, and motivate you on your journey, see you in your struggles, affirm you in the challenge, and reassure you that you are not alone. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Dr. Christy. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is a really special episode for me. I wanted to dedicate it to you, to all the hardworking and committed moms, care providers, mother figures, and friends who continue to show up for your children, your pets, your nieces, your nephews, your neighbors, your community, you know, really anyone who has found themselves in a role of nurturing. It is because of you that I continue to do this work, and it is because of you that I stay inspired. And this year's been really hard. I mean, it's been a really hard year, and it's the role that you play in so many people's lives that people do feel safe and cared for and supported during these difficult times. And so when Cottage Whole Foods asked me to do a Mother's Day episode, I didn't think twice in who I thought I would ask. Amy Longhart is a premier vegan chef, a nutritionist, and a new mom. And as we were discussing how we really wanted this interview to go and the message we wanted to leave all of you with, we really were hoping that you felt seen, you felt validated, that you felt supported, and that, you know, maybe even felt a little bit inspired about how you could care for yourself and show up for yourself in your role of nurturer. I think we did it. I think we had this wonderful conversation, and I hope that mission accomplished, that, you know, as you're listening to this, you feel a sense of connection through our conversation, and that you leave this interview with, you know, seeing yourself and recognizing just how important you are. So let's get started. Amy, hello. How are you today?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me here today to chat with you.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you on the show again. And yeah, I mean, perfect person to be chatting with today. So when Cottage Health Food Centers here in Ottawa had suggested that we do a podcast episode specifically with moms in mind, you know, with this amazing opportunity to win the gift basket, I'm like, who is more perfect than, you know, Amy Longhart, Ottawa's premier vegan chef, nutritionist, and new mom. So congratulations, you're a new mom.
I know, it's crazy. I still can't believe it. I'm 4 months in and it's like, I'm a mom. I still get surprised when I say that. So
yes,
it's such a new world.
It really is. Hey, it's such a transitional time. And tell me, how have you been doing? Tell us a little bit about how your experience has been. You know, as you said, you know, becoming a mom is such a birth for a woman within itself. There's such a huge transition that happens. And I'd love to hear about other women's experiences as they're going through it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like just the whole process of pregnancy and birth went really smooth. It was a really, I felt so good in pregnancy. I felt so like I was kind of working up until the very end, really active, hiking and biking and doing everything even until like 35, 36 weeks. And it just, I felt so good in my body and really enjoyed that time. And then birth kind of followed that same sort of theme. It just was much smoother than I anticipated and much different than what I had heard from a lot of other people. So that all went really smoothly. And even into the first, we're 4 months in here, and I've just adapted really well to this role as a mother, to having a kid. My husband and I, we feel like she's kind of really taken to our lifestyle and she comes along with us. You remember we ran into each other on dog walks yes. when I saw you down by the river. Yes. She's just a very portable, adaptable little baby right now. And I know it's probably just the nature of the age that she is, but she's kind of really meshing into our family so well. And she's a pretty solid sleeper. She's very good natured and happy so far. So all of that has been really amazing and I've really enjoyed it. And I know it's, some people have more difficult first few months than others, depending on, you know, their own health, the health of their baby, I think maybe we've just been lucky with all of this, despite like this crazy 2021 that we had with COVID. Like this was like a huge blessing to have, one aspect of life that just kind of was smooth amid many, many ups and downs in the last year or so. Maybe that just we just really lucked out with that. And yeah, I'm feeling good and healthy and yeah, I guess that's it's been really good. That's how I'll put it that way. It's been great so far.
I can hear that. I can hear that. And I love that concept of portability. Like, as much as I had my daughter who's now 8. And when she came into our lives, my husband and I, we are a very active family. And it was really important for us not, to lose that part of ourselves. It was such a sense of how I found joy and happiness within my own life. And there is a lot that when you become a new mom, there it's hugely transitional, and there is a lot, that we give up. I'll often say our blessings, not our burdens. But I think that ability to really lean into what is important, like what are your values, and trying to, somehow find a way to integrate that into the role. Our garage, it was just, again, we were very fortunate to have all this, gear for all the different activities. Even now, she's 8, and we just got her a kayak for the summer because we're like, this is our values. This is how we want to be living as a family. So that's very amazing that you've been able to kind of integrate that, already at such a young age, when it is a, very physically demanding time as a new mom.
And I find for me, I actually feel my recovery was pretty good after birth. So about 3 or 4 days, I was back out in the dog walks, and I think I maybe missed, maybe 5 or 6 days since I gave birth from going outside some days because it was too cold or there's stuff going on. But it's just been so important in my health. And I truly do think it's benefited her from a health standpoint as well to have that access to fresh air and to be out even in minus 20. Yes, she's tucked in our jacket, but and she's bundled up super warm, very safe in there. But it's having that access to fresh air. I'm sure it's doing good things for her as well,
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And so how do you like what's kind of been the most surprising thing? I think there's so many things we anticipate when we're pregnant, when we're sort of fantasizing, dreaming, thinking about becoming a mother. Like, what's something that's kind of surprised you in that?
Well, the interesting thing is, I have to say, is for much of my life, I didn't really think about being a mom or a mother. I was very career focused. I traveled a lot. My husband as well. He's a co-founder of a tech company, and I'm working on my own business. So it took us a long time to really wrap our heads around being parents because I don't think we really saw the space in our life to have a child for a long time. So it wasn't something that was really that we really envisioned. So, For me, I guess, how, and I guess, can you reframe? Can you give me your question one more time? I know where I was
Yeah, no,
going with
for
this.
sure. Yeah, no, like what surprised you? Like, it
Okay,
sounds like you
yes,
sort of
exactly.
surprised yourself.
Yes, so
Like,
that's the thing. Okay, that's what I was
yeah.
leading to. Yeah, it's so just because of, how we had led our lives, we had this really fun thing, just as our little trio, including our dog, like we had a really
Yes.
fun lifestyle and really enjoyed that. And we didn't have that capacity for many years to even envision having a child. So when she did arrive, the big surprise was that, like, how, especially for me, how naturally I came to motherhood because I even actually was looking at my birth video earlier today, just kind of like thinking back. My doula caught like all everything from the birth, which was cool. So I was looking back at that. And even when my midwives were handing her to me, it's like I had this really uncomfortable, like, I didn't know what to do with this little cute, slimy baby. Like, I didn't even know. Then they were just putting her on my chest. And those first few minutes, and even when they baby's supposed to like crawl to your nipple and they latch, and that was actually kind of happening. And but I didn't like I just didn't know what was going like I was so unfamiliar with this thing and what to do with this small human. But I surprised myself in that how naturally it came to me. At first I had sort of this uncomfortableness, and so did my husband. I think a lot of new parents have that, is that like, what do you do with this human, this little tiny being that requires 100% on you to survive, and just managing those expectations of that little one and adapting to it. And I just didn't know that I would be a good mom, but I feel like I'm a really good mom, and I'm not saying that to be like braggy, but it's just I just feel really good in this role now. And I was so career oriented, and I was like, this is going to affect my identity, which it actually did for the good first month. I was just really struggling identity wise, like I'm a career woman, but I'm a mom. Like, where am I within that? But in the end of the day, like, I feel so confident in being a mother, and maybe it's partially due to COVID because I haven't been around enough people to give me any criticism about what I'm doing. But I feel really good in it, and that's kind of the big surprise. And it's such a nice surprise that I've adapted, and it just feels right.
I have like crocodile tears right now. Like, I love that because it resonates so much. I mean, God bless, those people listening, and that maybe this isn't resonating. You knew from a very young age, you really have leaned into the concept of motherhood and wanting children. That wasn't, again, that wasn't for me. There was a lot of Christy years. I had, my daughter at 40, and so stability, and also, like, you do lose things. There was a definite grieving process for me around me and, time and things, while at the same time realizing that there was room for both, like that I didn't have to be one thing. I don't believe we can have it. I don't believe we can have it all. I think that can be a misrepresentation that can result in burnout. It can result in comparisons. I think when we do look at our own lives, or we look at other people's lives, exactly like we started with, which is you're seeing a reflection of their values. You're seeing a reflection of what is important to them. I think if you can create this space and have that discernment within yourself as to what's important, there's room for both. And that was shocking to me because I the same was like, well, how can I be both? Well, just because you are, like, it just
Yes,
is.
you just have to. That's what's going
Yes.
on. You are taking on
Yes.
both. And that for me, I really struggled because I did think I had to be this one or this other and or the other. And now I'm kind of finding this balance where I had this big rush. And I don't know if you felt that too. Like, as soon as she was out, within 5 days, I was literally like sending out emails. I was doing this thing and worried about making money. And at one point my husband said, like, it's okay to
Oh,
like
honey.
calm down. He said, it's okay to just be a mom. Like, this job is huge that you have.
Yes.
Like, it's a big job and it's all encompassing one for the first few months. It's until you can start handing off the baby or getting help from others. There is a certain period of time where you really need to be their everything.
Yes.
And he said, and that's okay. And I support that. And he said, you don't need to feel like you need to be making money instantly and doing all these things.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I even sort of got, I guess the word is called in a bit on social media because I had said, I'm not being productive, like in my Instagram stories and on Instagram. People said to me, Amy, what you're doing is huge. Like, your productivity is just different now. And it took a lot of people saying that to me many times, including my husband, friends, strangers, family members, for that to really sink in.
Yeah.
And it's, and I think I needed that because I was so held on to my old identity that it was hard to, and like you, I had her at 39. So I was a different me. My old me was, I was that person for a long time.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I mean, I love that. I can remember, like, literally my daughter nursing, and even, like, I'm so, in hindsight, right? Like, I mean, you're nursing, you're up all night, and it's trying while the physical demands that one, and there's the mental, emotional, and there's it's very a very physically demanding time. And I know often what I'll see in practice, certainly in the early infancy stages, but really throughout the shifts that happen as we're parent mothering and parenting our children, is we really have to be mindful of burnout, because you are really giving a lot. There is a high output of physical demands. And so holding that ability and recognizing where you're putting your energy becomes so key, because you don't have as much. And that actually can be a wonderful thing, because it can create clarity and boundaries professionally and personally. What are you saying yes to, and what are you able to say no to? And I think that's the long game. That it's a Motherhood is a long game.
Yes, 100%. And I mean, I'm only 4 months in, and it seems like it's already been a long game, and it's only 4 months, so we're still going.
Yes. So what areas are you caring for yourself? Again, with the concept of grief and recognizing that there is shift identity, beautiful blessings in this role. How are you maintaining your own sense of self-care? What boundaries have you fiercely protected and what you need right now?
As I was kind of saying before, a big thing has always been for me personally, and this is before even having a dog, like getting outside every day. And luckily the dog has encouraged that regardless this whole winter and with the baby. So that's one thing that I've made sure to do pretty much every day, as I said, and it's just so important to me to have the fresh air, to be by trees, water, even if it's just for 30, 40 minutes every day. I've been lucky lately with this good weather to get outside more. And that's something that if I miss that, I just don't feel good. So, I mean, it's unfortunate to say in a way that getting outdoors on a walk is a form of self-care. I think it should be sort of like this mandatory practice that we all have. But like things like that. And, you know, this may resonate with some and not with others, but cooking for me, I know this is sort of like a thing you have to do in life, but finding the time to cook and just putting on some podcasts and listening to things that like I'm choosing to listen to while cooking has been really therapeutic for me. Cooking is part of my work as well. And I mean, so there's that aspect of it, but at the same time, it's really nice for me to like look in my fridge and kind of problem solve what I'm going to make with what I have within the amount of time that I have to do it, because I don't have as much time now. And I really do enjoy that. I don't think for everybody there's an enjoyment with cooking. And if there's not, that's when you lean into like takeout or meal service. But for me, this has been something that I find helps me so much just mentally and emotionally, because it's a creative endeavor as well as something related to my career pursuits. So making sure to cook. And I'm trying to think, like, one thing that it's been hard to do is I would love to be able to exercise more. And that's something that has been harder to, like, if I do, it's like a 10 minute YouTube or workout or something. I haven't really found that yet. And I look forward to the time when I can get that in, just because movement's so important. And even those sort of mindfulness moments, that's, I miss having that. Like, I'm lucky, I'm one of those moms, so I'm not like begging for a shower, because my husband and I have it worked out pretty well that I can get a shower. Like, that's every day if I want. It's, and I know for some moms, and unfortunately, that's like their moment of quiet and self-care. And for me, I'm regularly getting my showers, but I don't find a lot of quiet moments still. And because there's always somebody with me, even if she's quiet, she's still with me or on me or touching me. And I love those moments, but it's also like, you're never really alone. So, just yesterday I did sort of a work fun thing where I went into and did a grocery store tour at New Grocery, one of our local grocery stores. And for me, that was so fun, like having that little element of getting out and grocery shopping. So for me, I know, again, this not everybody loves grocery shopping, but for me, I absolutely love it, especially during COVID times. So I'm always like, we need groceries. Sure. I'm going to be the one that goes, because I love it. So those are little things that
you just nailed it. I will often say in practice when I'm, you know, chatting with new moms, a little will go a long way. You know, we do have to let go of some of the used to's, like you mentioned, you know, having a 40 minute workout or spending all afternoon creating beautiful meals. We don't have to abandon all of it. And so letting go of the used to's so that we can create room and that a little can go a very, very long way. Like, you can be surprised about those touch points through the day. And I think the biggest thing that I really resonated with what you said is the mindfulness. It is the ability to sort of stop and take a breath. We always have access to breath. And just even ask yourself, okay, what do I need in this moment? And, you know, like you said, whether it's a hot shower, whether it's sometimes just going and having a pee, right? Like, just the things that happen when someone else's needs are completely dependent on you, we can miss those small things that can have a huge impact both on our mental, emotional, but certainly our physical well-being. So I'm very proud of you, Amy. It really sounds like you're taking great care of yourself during this time of ultimate transition.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all you. And I'm sure you're really inspiring so many people out there. You know, like, you know, you're not going to get off the hook. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just want to ask you the question. What kind of like advice would you give? What kind of like quick recipes or quick, like maybe breakfast or even quick lunch for really, really moms with children at any age? I mean, at this point, or parents, you know, anyone who's listening out there, we're in the midst of a pandemic and everyone is feeling kind of rushed and busy with the demands of work and family, often being under the same roof. Can you tease us with a little bit of maybe, either a quick lunch or breakfast option, something that you have been finding has been saving your butt nutritionally these days?
Yes, so there's a few things. I'll give you some breakfast and main meal ideas. The big
Okay.
thing is smoothies are
Right.
huge. Like they're just
Portable.
so easy. You can
Portable like
drink
your
them with
kid.
this. Exactly. You can have your kid on your boob and you can be holding a smoothie in a cup with a straw at the same time. When you don't have those times to like enjoy your smoothie and just sit there in peace. But yeah, smoothies are so good and it's a great way to just throw in some greens, a bunch of fruit, get some healthy fats in, especially like if you are nursing, getting in things like, chia, flax, and hemp, those sort of things, and add in some protein powder just to up the protein because for many of us, it's just you don't have time to sometimes make the most nutritionally balanced meals that you may have done before. And also, I just like things like oats, like a big, huge bowl of oats, or even baked oats, where you can kind of prepare them the night before and put them in a baking dish and then bake them in the morning, and you can make a huge batch. So, I just encourage your listeners to look up different varieties of baked oats. It's super easy because I would just prep it the night before, put oats, some like soy milk, some cinnamon, some apples or bananas, or whatever flavor wise you want to go, throw some nuts and seeds in there, and then you just bake it in the morning. And then top it with whatever you want, whether that's some fresh berries, some nut butters, or whatever it would be. And for main meals, what I really leaned into during the winter was soups and stews because you just can chop things throughout the day when you have time and then throw them all into one pot. You're not making a mess in the kitchen. That's another thing, too, because once you make all this, you're cooking, you often have all these dishes and you're like, okay, I have this baby, I have these dishes, I have this stuff I'm trying to eat. So one pot wonders. Just don't overthink it. Keep it really simple. A bean stew with a bunch of veggies from the fridge, some spices. Often I was just kind of winging it, not really following recipes, and just throwing in whatever I had in the fridge with a protein. And for me, I'm doing plant-based protein, so it would be beans, lentil, tofu, or tempeh, or something like that. And stir fries also are great because, again, you can chop up kind of the veggies and literally have them sitting on your counter until you have time to saute them and just do a big pot of rice. Like, don't overthink it. Don't overcomplicate things. But really, as a new mom, I think it is very, very important to be aware of your nutrition because you're just giving so much to this little human that you really do need to give back to yourself. And a big way of that is through, making sure you're eating nutritious, a lot of plants in your meals, get them in there, and just staying hydrated. So, I mean, a smoothie is good for that because you're getting hydration as well as all of the different veggies and fruits and nuts and seeds and protein powder, but just drinking water and teas throughout the day as well, just to you, because you're giving so much. You've got to fill up again.
I know a lot of people are really surprised when I tell them that, your nutrition needs are actually higher from a caloric perspective when you're nursing than when you're pregnant. Like it's the equivalent of like 10K a day in output of energy. And so you have to input see is, I and once you get into the swing of the things and like going to do it even in those stages, then, and having leftovers and like, this is where when a family member says, hey, what do you need? Oh, I'd like you to drop me off some soup or your husband, like you're on smoothie duty every morning, make me a smoothie. And so there are things that when you're clear about what you need and people say, hey, what is it? How can I help you? You're like, this is how you can help me. And so, calling on help with clarity about what you need is so important. And I know I will often see in practice, and I even found this a little bit with my own experience, and unfortunately got quite deficient during my nursing window, is that, if you're not keeping up with the calories, then you are going to be turning to more of those refined carbohydrates and the sweets and the sugar cravings. Like you need to stay one step ahead of that blood sugar so that you aren't just grabbing the chocolate or grabbing the chips because you're already deficient. So I mean nutrient density, as you said, with lots of loving kindness, because there is a lot of transition and you don't want to be putting extra pressure on yourself, but this is a huge area. So thank you so much. Those were awesome suggestions.
I would should also mention too that I love having sweets that are sort of more nutritious for that reason. So I've also been almost baking or cook like baking something like every week, and I just posted on my blog a cookie that has it's basically tahini or peanut butter with oats and nuts and seeds, and it actually tastes good. It's not your traditional like fluffy cookie, but it's been such a nice way to kind of get that sweet craving, but also getting in, say, your omegas, getting in just the healthy fat from the nut butter, some good fiber, some other nutrients that you're going to get from oats. So just I kind of try to build up making everything as healthy as I possibly can because I know I really need that. And having some sweets around so that you can have that craving, but maybe something with just, even just adding in oats into whatever you're doing is gonna benefit you a little bit. Like if you're making cookies, add some oats, add some flax, just do little things that are gonna up the nutrient content of your food. If you know how to do that. I mean, it's kind of a practice, but start with the cookie recipe on my blog and you can go from there.
100%. Yeah. So, okay. So you've definitely shared how your experience is going, and lots of beautiful, and inspirational tips. And, leaving us today, what is there a piece of advice you could give new moms? Something that you've kind of wish you knew or have learned along the way that would like to share with the listeners?
So one thing that I guess I just in my own naivety, I didn't have too big of expectations for my pregnancy, my birth, my how parenthood would be. And I think that was a real blessing, is because when you're adding a new human into your family, they have their own opinions, they have their own ways of doing things, even little babies. I mean, maybe they're not really formed opinions, but you just can't control what they're going to do. So a big part of it is just don't have certain expectations for yourself. Give yourself a break, be easy on yourself, and know that maybe you have a certain plan or a vision about how something will go, and then that can very well change in an instant, and that's okay. That's the nature of parenthood, I would say. And the other thing I think is really leaning into your instincts, and that's something that I think I've learned over the course of the last 4 months, is that there's a lot of stuff that you can read out there. If you're in the mom groups, on those Facebook pages, you're going to see a lot of people doing things various different ways for their children. And everybody has different opinions. And sometimes they're going to make you question or doubt yourself as to whether or not you're doing what's right. But I think we inherently have a gut instinct and a feeling when something feels right for you and right for your family. As long as, like, when you're doing things that are making both you and your baby healthy, go with it, whatever that means. Just because somebody else is doing something differently doesn't mean that they're wrong or you're right. Every person, every family is different, and finding what works for you is really important, whether or not that's the same as what everybody else is doing.
Hallelujah. I mean, exclamation bar points. I feel that resonates with me so deeply, really at every stage. It's an interesting process as you mentioned, these little humans become, walking, talking, opinionated people. And it's really cool when you can step back and be in that dance of part of them discovering themselves, their sense of self, while at the same time being curious and not having an expectation about who they are or what you thought it would be. It's, I believe, such an ultimate gift, both as a parent to give and as a parent to receive. So I love that you have seen that and really, that resonates with you. It certainly does with me, at such a early, stage of, your motherhood experience.
Yeah, and I wonder too if it comes just from being, not that younger moms wouldn't have this, but I guess it's just maybe it's something about caring less about what other people think about you as you get older. Women tell me that all the time, that every year you add on, it's like you just care less what people think about you. And I think there is that's one of the big blessings in getting older, is that you kind of aren't as influenced by what others tell you for the most part. And I think that's helped a little bit. I'm sure, when the world opens up again and we're all out and about, and I'm maybe seeing more moms in person, maybe things will affect me in a different way. But right now, I'm kind of able to shelter myself from that, is because you can kind of block it out when you're just seeing it on social media, you know?
And you're really able to have that awareness and that sense of self for you and your family without those external opinions or and influences. And so I do think there's a sense of that inner wisdom that it seems to be coming, at least for me, with chronological aging, as each year passes. I think there is definitely that inner wisdom and that recognition of sense of self and some of the healing that we do as people before we become parents that then obviously has a huge impact on how we approach being a parent and what we see our role as mother. Mm-hmm. So it's always learning. Like that's, I think that would be the biggest thing that I continue to be blown away, sort of just when I think I've got some aspect of this parenting thing or this being a mom thing figured out. Well, something else shifts and I'm like, okay. And now I'm like back to the drawing board with something new to figure out. And that's what's so amazing is that when you become a mother, when you move into this role of ultimate care provider, you're constantly having a chance to evolve and grow. And if you can see it from that perspective, it's like every day, every experience that you have with your child is an opportunity for your own personal growth and evolution, around that.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. I'm really seeing that and really kind of living that. Cause like, as you probably remember when they're at this stage, like things change, like just when you think you've got it down the next week, it's like, who is this new person? And it's literally because they're growing so fast when they're this young that one week to the next, it can be drastically different how they view the world. Like right now she's at a really good age where she's like seeing things and grabbing at things and can hold her head up and who knows, she'll probably be rolling and walk. Who knows? It's coming. It's all coming soon. Teething, all those things. So it's going to present whole new challenges, but like you said, it is an opportunity to learn every time, every day, and be really humbled by the fact, like how little you actually know.
Yes. Oh, Amy, this has been, I'm so happy for you. And I'm so blown away and really just how your ease in this and your honesty, recognizing that there is transitional and shifting and growing and how much you've embraced all of it as experience of becoming a mother. And so thank you so much for sharing this. I mean, this is such precious time that you have given myself and given my audience today. And I'm just so grateful to have had you on the show for this, special Mother's Day episode.
Thank you so much. I told you when you emailed me how excited I was about this because I've never actually been asked to do something as a mom yet or speaking about being a mom. So when I saw your email come in, it just touched me so much because I still kind of, when people refer to me as a mom or ask me like what my daughter's name is, I almost kind of sometimes forget that I'm a mom. So like I almost forget her name. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a mom to this other human. So this is really big for me. So thank you so much for having me here to talk with you about it as well.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. So yes, thank you. And I'm going to go, I know your daughter's napping, so you can go have a few precious moments, maybe give yourself a cup of tea or, read a little bit before you're back on with her. So thank you so much. And yes, wishing you a wonderful spring with your daughter.
Thank you so much. And I hope you have a great spring with your family as well and get that kayak out.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode of In Between Visits. I'm just so excited that you're tuning in and, really connecting with these incredible experts that I have on the show these days, everyone who has sharing their wisdom around lifestyle medicine and supporting you on your health journey. Guess what? I have a new partner. Cardish Health Food Center is sponsoring In Between Visits. Cardish is a locally owned and operated health food store in Ottawa. They've got 7 locations and their staff is just super dedicated and committed to helping you find the right products that you're looking for. Whether it's supplements or groceries or beauty products, they've got it. And if you're looking for more information about what Cardish store is in your neighborhood, you can visit www.cardish.com. Keep listening because Cardish is going to be offering up some pretty awesome giveaways and information. We're going to be partnering up for some webinars, and really our intent is to continue to help you on your journey towards ultimate happiness and health. Thanks so much, guys.